everyone, and welcome to the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners meeting today in a regular session. It's good to see so many guests here. It's the 1st of July at 4 p.m. I will call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner-elect Fickle.
Here.
Commissioner Roan. Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Here. Would you please join us? Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a unusual meeting. We've got some in-house work to do today. I hope it's going to be entertaining for you. Thank you all for being here. Our first act is going to be a canvas votes for the May 20th, 25 election. We are needing to approve the results. I have a report that we've received from Clatsop County, dated May 20th, 25. And it was certified by Tracy Ravanko, the county clerk, on June 13th. I will read the results that she forwarded to us. For Port of Astoria, Commissioner, position one, James T. Campbell, reelected with 3,883 votes. For Port of Astoria Commissioner Position 2, Commissioner Dirk Rohn, re-elected, total of 4,767 votes. Position 5, Commissioner-elect Thaddeus Fickle was elected with 4,596 votes. Congratulations to the new commissioners. And we have a motion to accept these results on number 4A.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Not opposed? That is a unanimous vote. I'll move along. We're very fortunate tonight to have our sheriff, Sheriff Phillips, here to swear in the commissioners. We want to move the flag up by the podium.
You can move it. Is that where you want it?
I think that would be appropriate.
All of us.
Goes on the speaker's right. Yeah.
Can I handle all three or in general?
All three all at once?
I come off here too. All right. Before I get started, Commissioner Stevens mentioned hopefully tonight would be entertaining, and that wasn't related to me. I just hope that in my remarks. And since I'm not being paid to be here, I'll keep my comments short. But I just wanted to say it is an honor to be here tonight. I know each of the four commissioners and really respect all of you. So I think it's really cool that I was asked to do this. And I also really think that the oath of office is important, especially for my deputies, but also for your positions too, because when you take the oath of office, that's when you're publicly affirming your commitment to the mission of the port and to the constitution, rules and policies. And I think that's a really important part of what government must be really good at. And that is trust, public trust. And so this is your first act of keeping that public trust strong and moving it forward. And also the other thing that government must be really good at is relevance, gauging and interpreting that public interest. Because, you know, we're here to serve the people. And I think if follow the port's mission and values, you'll go accomplish that. So here's my two cents. I'm off my soapbox now, and we'll get you're moving forward with open box. So please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I am Jacob Wilson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the Office of Commissioner for the Port of Astoria.
Of the Office of Commissioner for the Port of Astoria.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
And that I will abide the rules.
That I will abide the rules.
Regulations and policies of the Port.
Regulations and policies of the Port.
And that I will uphold the laws and constitutions. Of the state of Oregon and the United States of America.
Of the state of Oregon and the United States of America.
All right. Congratulations. We got some plaques here.
Yes.
Oh, got Jim, here's on the top here.
Thank you.
You know, I think that maybe that blue copy was. So that one's your status. And
I think there's more.
There's some more. Maybe we're missing one.
These are
maybe I mixed them up.
Okay.
I shuffled.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good. That was entertaining.
Do you want to hold each of your things up so I can make it through?
Oh, we wanted the flag too.
Here you go, this way, towards the flame.
Well, keep going.
Keep going.
Who said that wasn't entertaining?
I'm working on
it.
We failed some rides.
Everyone stand like this.
There you
go. There are the chairs. Our next item on the agenda is to elect the commission officers for fiscal year 2025-26. We're going to elect a chairman first, and then follow that with a remainder of the slate, which would be vice chairman, treasurer, secretary, and assistant secretary. These votes must be done in public. But we will do that. There is no second required for your vote. When we nominate somebody, we just nominate them. And then when the nomination is over, we vote on who we want for chairman. So I'll open the floor up for nominations for chairman.
I would like to nominate Dirk Roan for chairman.
Very well. Other nominations?
I would like to Commissioner Stevens for vice chairman. Also,
just hang on. We'll take care of the chairman first, and then move to all.
That's right, vice chairman. I said.
I know. Hold off on the rest of the slate.
Oh, okay.
Let's get the chairman settled first.
All right.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? We have one. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Say the name who you want for chairman.
Dirk Roan.
Very well.
Commissioner Fickle.
Dirk Roan.
Commissioner Roan.
Roan.
Commissioner Campbell.
No, Roan.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Roan. Have a unanimous vote. It's a pleasure to pass this on to Commissioner Roan. I'll say a little bit about in commissioner's reports later on the thanks I owe to everybody. But in order to move things along now, all I got to say is I go in search of another switch at which to fall asleep. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, our next office to fill is the vice chair position. Are there nominations for vice chair?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Commissioner Stevens for vice chairman.
Any other nominations? Seeing none, we'll move to a roll call vote. Start with Commissioner Campbell.
I'd like to vote nominate.
Just say Commissioner Stevens.
Pardon?
Just say Commissioner Stevens.
Yeah.
Okay, second, Mr. Stevens.
Commissioner Stevens?
Commissioner Stevens.
Commissioner Stevens?
Commissioner Stevens.
Commissioner Stevens.
Okay. Commissioner Stevens, congratulations and thank you for your service as the chair.
Thank you.
You're the vice chair. Appreciate it. For secretary, our nominations.
Commissioner Fickle, to nominate him.
Commissioner Fickle has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? We'll do a roll call vote, starting with Commissioner Hill. Who would you just have to affirm?
Commissioner Fickle.
Commissioner Fickle.
Okay, Commissioner Fickle.
Commissioner Fickle.
And Victor Fickle.
Okay, moving on to treasurer. Our nominations for treasurer.
Nominate Commissioner Campbell.
Any other nominations? You say all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Speed things up a little bit. Okay, assistant secretary. It's a hard job, but I think I did a fairly decent job as the past assistant secretary and treasurer. So there are nominations.
Nominate Commissioner Hill.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 You, Commissioner Hill. For everything you've done for us. Moving on to changes or additions to the agenda. Seeing none, we'll move on for public comment for items on the agenda when not covered by a public hearing. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any item on the agenda. Public comment received by the deadline will be read aloud at the meeting. Do we have any? Okay, seeing no public comment, we'll move on to the consent calendar, which are comprising of the meeting minutes of the regular session of June 3rd, the workshop session of June 17th, and the event calendar. It can be approved in a single motion unless somebody wants to call something out.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Stevens,
the budget adoption hearing, there's one minor mistake with the minutes. It'll be on page 5. Bottom of the page where it says adjourned, that was an adjournment of the hearing, not the meeting. If we could pin and ink that now and take care of it later, please.
Okay, so we're going to amend the amendment as specified by Commissioner Stevens, striking the word meeting and inserting the word hearing. Is that agreeable to everyone? Okay, so we'll just do an motion to approve that particular, those minutes. Those are the June 3rd minutes. All those in favor of approving the June 3rd minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The remaining two items, the workshop session, the event calendar, all those in favor of approving those, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, they've been approved. Our first action item is commission committee assignments found on page 14 of your packet. And don't recall exactly how we we can go down the line just real quick. The advisory, be happy with Commissioner Campbell and Commissioner Hill on the airport advisory committee. I guess I can appoint these. So just to ask you guys if you're happy with them. Okay. Happy.
Yes.
Budget committee, Cedar is probably the. I'm happy to do it, but at the same time, I think somebody else should have the opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity to meet with other stakeholders in the county, and it's really the county managers, the city managers, and the departments of planning.
I could try that.
Okay.
We put two representatives on them.
Well, you can. Somebody else can go if they'd like to, but.
Yeah, I'll go. Who's got it now?
Thaddeus will do it.
I'll go.
Peter. I'll let you fight over it, but. Okay, so that works. Clatsop Cruise Committee, that was formerly Frank Spence. Is there anybody interested in that?
So that's a tough timing for me on that one.
Thaddeus, how about it?
Okay.
We'll share it.
Okay, we've got.
I got two already.
Stevens and Campbell are going to share that. Okay, and then the Coal Pack. Thaddeus, would you like to do that?
Okay.
That's pretty important. I'm happy to do the Columbia River Salmon Advisor if anything comes up. Fish Expo, we have Commissioner Stevens, Commissioner Hill, is that fine?
Yes, I hope we can get started again.
Okay. And then we'll just move down the line to the Northwest Area Committee on Transportation. That was Frank Spence. Anybody have a burning desire to do that? We don't know how often they met.
Quarterly.
Yeah.
I think quarterly.
Is that out of town or Zoom or what is that?
You can do it online.
I'll do that. OCZMA. Commissioner Stevens, is that fine?
Yes.
And then Oregon Ports Public Ports Association. Commissioner Campbell, you want to keep doing that?
On which one?
Oregon Port Public Ports Association. Yeah. And then
okay.
Sure. Okay. Stevens will go there too.
And then you can. Western Fish Boat Owners Association, Commissioner Hill, are you
fine with that?
Okay. So those will be our committee assignments then for 2024-25. Technically, I think I can make those appointments, so we don't really need a motion. Resolution on making business appointments and authorizations, page 15. Let our executive director go through that if you want to address that resolution.
Thank you, Commissioner Roan. So yeah, on page 15, you'll see resolution 2025-07. This is a routine resolution we do annually. It's required of special districts in the state of Oregon, outlining a number of things for the port for the upcoming year. I don't think there was any substantive changes this year. I know last year we had changed the budget officer. Years ago, the head of finance was always the budget officer, and that got changed, I believe, in 2014. And so last year we changed it back to the finance officer. It makes more sense since they're the one kind of leading the budget process for the port. Other than that, I don't think anything really changes. Two things I would point out. It may be, and we've had a good experience working with them, and I think this will be their seventh year TKW as our auditor. But that's something that periodically we may want to look at. And it may be worthwhile at some point to get some proposals to see if the price on that is still competitive. And then the other one is our bank, Lewis and Clark Bank, was bought out by another regional credit union. And so that will likely be changing here in the next few months. But as of now, the transaction has not been completed. So those are, I think, the only items of note.
Okay, does that conclude your comments on that? We have a resolution number 2025-07. Is there a motion to approve making business appointments and authorizations?
I'll move to approve the resolution 2025-07, making business appointments and authorizations.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there an additional discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so adopted by the Board of Commissioners on the first day of July 2025. And Next item is the Northwest Forest Link Notice of Termination. Executive Director.
Thank you, Commissioners. This is an unfortunate, but really not a surprise. So as the Commission is aware, back in March, Northwest Forest Link, due to a number of factors, had stopped moving logs at Pier 1, and we had received via executive session an update. And during that executive session, we outlined a path forward that staff and Northwest Forest Link would be working together to see if there was any kind of path forward. And at the request of Northwest Forest Link, they had requested that we terminate the lease due to a lack of business. I think, you know, it was important to us as partners that we did all we could to try to help them out and give it the best go we could. However, there were factors outside of their control and so much uncertainty into the future that for them, it didn't make sense, even if they were offered a lower rate, to continue paying for a business that wasn't operating. John McDougall has indicated that he would love in the future, maybe the opportunity to come back to Astoria should the stars align, market conditions change. And I think we're ending on very good terms. But we do have in front of you today a termination notice that would end the lease. I had a contact with John yesterday and today, and he's going to have one of his business partners out here tomorrow doing a walkthrough with staff to make sure all of the obligations in terms of housekeeping, environmental, all of that is taken care of. And so that would take effect as of July 10th. So they would have until July 10th to get those things completed. I don't think there's anything major, and we would move forward. And so I look forward to possibly in the future having the opportunity to work with them again. But again, this was at their request and based on the conditions of the market and other factors, there was really nothing the port could do to make it work. I mean, the standby rate we had offered them, they were paying 10% of their normal lease rate. So instead of roughly $15,000 a month, it was $1,500. But even that, according to John, it didn't make sense to just keep paying that if they weren't doing any business. So today we're asking for approval from the commission to end this lease early, which normally would have ran through the end of this calendar year, December 31st, and make this effective as of July 10th.
As the executive director noted, we met with them in executive session, and I felt they were very professional and courteous, yeah, and seemed like great people to work with. And they really worked hard to try to figure out a way to make the economics of their enterprise work here. And so I just want to commend them on being great to work with. But we do have a motion in front of us. If someone would like to make that motion, it's provided for you. I think it's important to get the verbatim.
I move to approve the issuance of a notice of termination from the Port of Astoria to Northwest Forest Link effective July 10th, 2025.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I should note as well, I don't know if I mentioned it, but this termination notice has been reviewed by staff, Port Council, and Northwest Forest Link.
Seconded. Commissioner Hill got the second. Yeah. But thank you. I have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion, questions, or comments?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do we have any plans for that space going forward, or this right now on it in works, or is it just terminating this and see what we get?
So terminating this now, and we don't have any, I guess, specific plans. You know, ever since back in March when we had approved the standby lease, part of the language there was that if the port found a tenant who wanted to move in, that it would give us the opportunity to move them in and terminate the lease that we had with Northwest Forest Link. We have had some talks about some opportunities that may be available to us, but nothing that's concrete enough that we can announce anything or that we're ready to move forward on.
Okay. Commissioner Stevens.
Just for the benefit of folks who are here today, I did see, I guess it was Forest Lane, people out there cleaning up the pier as required. Hate to see them go. I think it was in open session that we did discuss the fact that China declared U.S. logs illegal or contaminated, something like that as well. They just closed the door in a very unusual way. I mean, how do you get around something like that? It's all tangled up in a pretzel. I think we're reluctantly going to have to do this.
Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Campbell is opposed. Is that correct? Or did you want to support the motion?
I support the motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Very good. Unanimous on supporting motion, which was a notice of termination. Unfortunate, but necessary. I'll let Commissioner Stevens have the final word, but we'll start with Commissioner Campbell. Do you have anything?
Not exactly, but I would like to mention the fact that I think one of our good customers and a pillar in the community has passed away, and I'd like to see the port fly the flag at half mast for a day until, if they could, in his honor.
Executive Director has sent out an email.
John England.
Everyone probably knows John England here, so he was an extraordinary person. Our Executive Director, Will Isom, mentioned sending something on behalf of the port to the family.
We did do that, and actually had received an email from Kurt, John's son, thanking staff for honoring his dad. And he said, I know he was pleased with the direction the port is going and your involvement in that. So that was good to hear. And you know, John's a guy that I don't think it can be understated, the impact he had on the community. He was very charitable. And one of the rare people you'll find that nobody really had a bad thing to say about him. He was liked by, you know, the community, by the folks that work for him. I know several folks that work over there that you know, all always speak glowingly of John. And so he's definitely going to be missed by our community for sure. And just kind of on a personal note, when I first got this job as executive director, he was one of the first people to reach out and congratulate me and offer support. And I'm actually part of a meeting that takes place over at the England Marine building there a couple times a month. And he's always wanting to chat, and he would always want to check in on how things at the port were going. And so I always thought that was kind of special for him to sort of welcome me with open arms like that. A young guy that, you know, he could have you know, very easily been more skeptical of going in, but he wasn't like that at all. He was always very, very accommodating. And so definitely sad for the entire community, but I did appreciate the message from Kurt letting us know that he really thanked us for honoring his dad.
Thank you for following up promptly with that. Very appropriate. Commissioner Hill.
This is on comment.
Yeah, Commissioner comments.
Yeah. I could go into multiple stories about young England, and I'm not going to do it because I can't pick. I only could pick one, but it's not necessary. All I want to say is he was an amazing man. I'll never forget him.
Thank you. Commissioner Fickle.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming me here. I would really like to thank Deanna and the rest of the staff for all the questions I had, setting me up with the email and all the things. and I felt looped into the process right early on, and meetings with Matt and Will, and I've gotten to know you guys a little bit better. But I think most of all, in running for this position, to feel a lot closer and deeper to the community. And I've gotten benefits, personal benefits, that I didn't anticipate. And one of them is sitting right there. My opponent, Rob Seitz, he and I have become friends, and he's been over to our house. And 9 days ago, he made us at his home a delicious meal with blackened black cod with a miso sauce that I'm still buzzing about. And I'm just very grateful to my wife for putting up with all this and for being here. My friend Matt. So I'm grateful to be here, and that's what I'm trying to express.
Thank you for doing it. That's really look forward to having you, especially with the airport background. That's great. Yeah, I'd like to thank all the voters and we have a lot of great support, and I think a lot of great work that goes on, and I feel like sometimes that doesn't get covered as well as it should, but there's a lot of good things are happening at the port, and echo everyone's sentiments on John Englund and the remarkable pillar of our community, and I think it's a fantastic individual. It's a privilege to have known him, and Commissioner Stevens.
Thank you. Did all the commissioners sign the card from the commission?
I haven't.
Okay. No. Deanna has the card. If you would, please, before you leave, sign it. It's going to go to Kirk, Carol Marine, England Marine, and it expresses our condolences in a nice way, I think. I wanted to mention that I wanted to thank the commission for the opportunity to serve as chairman for 2 years. It's different looking at it from that vantage point. And I had a great experience working with staff. They're all hardworking, I found, and they're striving to do the best they can with our limited resources. I especially want to mention support by the executive director. We quickly learned to work as a team. And Melanie Howard was especially helpful as well. So thanks to you guys for supporting me.
Thanks.
All the comments I have.
Thank you for serving and doing that. I skipped over the public comment, but I don't think there are any more public comment for the non-agenda items. And I'll turn it over to the executive director for comments.
Yeah, Commissioner Rowan. So I just have a few bullet points here, but the first one, I'm going to turn it over to Director McGrath to give some good news for the port. So we got some good news to report.
What?
Yeah, a little bit of good news. Back in February, we submitted a grant application to the Oregon State Marine Board for replacement of the loading dock out at the East Mooring Basin. So the put-in dock out there, the floating dock. It's 180 feet of dock that needs to be completely replaced. It's old wood, it's over 20 years old, and it's lived its due. And so we put in a grant application, worked with the Oregon State Marine Board engineers, come up with an aluminum fiberglass dock replacement for the entire thing. They are going to fund 75% of that, $312,000. And so went and did a presentation for the Oregon State Marine Board last Thursday. And at the end of that presentation, they granted the funding of the project to the port. We're going to be seeing a grant application or a grant agreement here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be able to get that moving. But the intent is to be able to replace that as soon as possible. But the one good thing about the funding on this is that we don't need to expend the funds until June 30th of 2027. So we can replace this in next year's in-water work window and still be in compliance. So, and a real shout out to Janine Bellick at Oregon State Marine Board. They are tremendous to work with, and they are always working with us to find a way to get to yes, and they did that with this.
That's excellent news.
Yes. Maybe they could train some other state agencies.
Well, that'd be good.
Randy says.
I just had a couple other bullet points here. Hard to believe, but actually today is the first day of the new fiscal year. So for some of our staff, especially the finance side, now the work really begins of get everything wrapped up for the 24-25 fiscal year, getting ready for audit and things like that. But the new year starts today. And then the other thing I want to mention is last week I attended an event in Westport at the Wanna Mill, and actually Sheriff Phillips was there as well. It was the groundbreaking for the $150 million rebuild of Paper Machine 1 out at Wanna. So it was very well done, well attended. And that's a machine that'll make both tissue and napkin. Their current machine is about 60 years old now. So it's in much need of a complete refurbish. And so I think they said it's $150 million project is the estimate. There's going to be about 500 workers on that project as they go through construction. So exciting news for the region. Obviously, that represents a lot of jobs, and also for Georgia Pacific, a long-term commitment to being here in the area. And our, you know, I think in the county, they're the second largest employer. So big news that they're going to make that strategic investment. And so I think we had good local representation. Like I said, Sheriff Phillips is there. We also had Kevin Leahy from Cedar and SBDC. David Reed from the chamber was in attendance. Jared Hogue from the college. And so very well attended and a good event. That concludes my comments.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for the executive director in particular that they'd like to ask? They can certainly ask at another time. That's certainly encouraged. Seeing none, just the upcoming meetings are posted. It's July 15th and August 15th. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming, and thank you.